I know. Anyways, go ahead. That's what I...
Call to order.
This meeting is called to order of the special meeting of the Budget Committee, 5/19, on September 17th, Thursday.
Okay.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Also in attendance is Mary Jane and Doug and the community member Deborah Mason. I'd like to have approval of the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
I second that. Aren't you the one who says everybody in favor? Is that me?
Yes, you can do.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Everybody not in favor? Okay.
This is last year's.
Okay, 2-0. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda must first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. And we have a speaker form from Ms. Deborah Mason.
I was at your last meeting, and apparently all the figures that were given at that meeting were just predictions. They weren't real, according to the email I got from Mr. Long, because I had a concern about a discrepancy from $122,000 that was supposed to be carried over, and it dropped to $94,000, which he told me in the email was largely due to the lower than predicted property tax collection, which confused me because I saw a report from Mary Jane that said you actually got about $50,000 more, and then at one of the subsequent meetings, Mr. Long reported that you got about $60,000 more. So that was confusing to me, whether it was more or less. So hopefully I'll get that question answered today. And also on the assessment that was done by the Community Economic Solution, the budget that was turned into them stated there was $49,000 of administrative fees that were coming from the assessment, but on the assessment budget that the board actually approved, nowhere on here does it list $49,000 administrative fees. So that was confusing to me, because if you're saying that to the assessor, you're paying that, it seems like it would be on your budget. So hopefully I'll get those answered tonight.
Yeah. I'm just taking a minute here to absorb what you just said, if you don't mind. Is that cool? You have time for that? Because I actually know what you're talking about, I think.
Do you want to see what I have?
May I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It all makes sense when I lay it out on my coffee table.
This was from the engineer's report.
Right.
And this is the assessment that was approved. And when I look down, there's no administrative fees, $49,000 anywhere there. And this was a budget you guys approved in June.
Can I borrow this for this meeting? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have no more people wishing to speak? All the people? No? Okay. So it's now time for us to ask any of our questions and go through what we want to go through. Do you want to start? How do you guys want to do this?
I like the way Mary Jane did it, you know, kind of going through these notes. You know,
sure.
The changes, I went through the whole thing. I mean, there's some changes, but nothing that I have questions on. I mean, I compare them to this one right here. And I mean, there's, you know.
Well, I can just kind of give a brief introduction about the budget. And of course, you've heard this when we presented the budget to the board. Budgets are predictions.
Right.
That's all they are. They're predictions, predicting what we're going to spend, what our revenue is going to be, just like anything else. And we have these meetings so we can refine our predictions. Our predictions may be up or may they be down. Mary Jane and I meet often enough about the budget. And what we've included in this one is a where we are to date at 20% of the elapsed fiscal year and where our budget is in relationship to that. And that's not always, they're not always going to fit into the 20% category. For example, if we have a summer program or summer camp or something like that, you would think that at the end of the summer, 100% of the funds would have been spent, even though only 20% of the time has elapsed. So you can see that there's some that come in quarterly. There are periodic charges that we incur. We have revenues that come in at different times. So you're always going to see this fluctuation. That's just the nature of budgets. What we try to do is at the mid-year, we make any significant changes at that point, and we're predicting what we're going to have at the end of the year. And again, that's only a prediction based on what's happened at the beginning of the first 6 months. So these are all predicated upon, you know, patterns, what we've seen in the past, and what we're going to predict in the future, keeping in mind the many variables that that are out there. Some of them could be economic driven, some could be operations driven, some can be disaster driven. There are just a lot of variables that that drive a budget and how accurate it is throughout the fiscal year. With that said, there are some parts of the budget that, you know, you may understand, may not understand. I think we all understand the nature of the assessment. Assessments come in. They're supplementary taxes people pay in addition to the regular taxes, and they're doing that for a service. Right. And those are restricted funds. We have unassigned funds. The way that they're explained in our policy manual are assigned and unassigned funds in our operating budget and in our capital budget. So unassigned funds are those that are there, they have not been given any restrictions. They can be spent as the board pleases, and of course the assigned funds are assigned to a particular category or project or expenditure. Right. Outside of that, you know, it's a pretty straightforward budget. It's not overly complicated, but it can get a little tricky. And so we're happy to answer any questions you may have about what you see up to this point. And the idea is this committee will report back to the full board at the October meeting about this meeting, and we will have some proposed amendments to the budget that we think that will better reflect, you know, as we move forward, what's actually going to be going on. One of the examples is that we'll be looking for, and I think it may be reflected in this, is $5,000. Additional dollars for recreation programming.
Yeah.
This board has kind of indicated they were interested in offering more recreation programming, and it's an opportunity to do that. As you may know, we didn't get some support from the Keller grants that we would hope to get, and so this is going to help you know, continue offering a variety of recreation programs throughout the year. So that will be a request that staff will be making to the full board at this next meeting. And with that, you know, Mary Jane is your budgeting expert, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
I did try to explain in the notes anything that stood out.
Yeah.
And why?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that. I'm sorry, I didn't do that. If there's usually a variance, you know, usually a 10% variance on something. So if we see something a 30%, or you know, if it's 20%, we see some at 10 or 30. Then we start looking at it and asking questions like, why? Where is the variance? Why is it? And generally, it's pretty simple to see. If this, for example, something is 100% expended, we know that that expenditure was, you know, planned on happening in a particular month for a particular thing, and that's
why. For example, your recreation registration software.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a good example. So you can see in the columns there's some variance. But oddly enough, and I have to say it's oddly enough, the bottom line is we're at 20% of the expenditures this year. You won't see that too often, that your expenditures will line up exactly, particularly the nature of recreation and you know,
right.
Doing
yeah,
things and parks and recreation. You know, we have our seasons and off seasons and things of that nature. So
there was no major changes. I mean, not huge in each one of the you know, subtotals, I'd say. Because that's when I kind of, first thing I look at is the subtotals.
I didn't make a lot of changes for the revised budget because we haven't gone through that much that part of the year. So at half year, there'll be probably be more changes than now.
Right.
Because we'll have been at half a year and see better what's been going on and what's, and if we've had any big issues that we've had to.
Right. And one thing too is this meeting happens to precede the final results of the audit, even though we had the audit.
Yeah.
Because I talked to Mary Jane about maybe postponing this so we could have the audit numbers, and she, I'm just saying this to you. and she just said it's worth having it still, and then the next time we get our budget, it'll include that. So that'll be like hard intelligence.
And it'll include the first pull of the property taxes.
Right.
In February, we can revise again. I got to add the Keller in there because we didn't know that when we, how much we would get when we, you know.
Right.
Randy got a $250 donation already, and he's looking for some more, so I went ahead and raised that one.
That's in addition to the $500?
That's in addition to the...
Because it shows here a $500 donation.
Yeah. I budgeted $500.
But he's got...
Because he got $250 already.
Oh, thinking he might get more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hoping he's working on some more.
Oh, God, I see what you mean, income today.
All right. I'm looking at the new budget. I'm sorry. Are you guys looking? Okay. Anyways, for the remaining funds, pretty much.
You're looking at this one?
Okay, yeah, that's the one I was looking at. It changes, sorry.
I mean, I definitely have some questions. I just really wanted to defer to my council member here.
Yeah. Hopefully, I was pretty explanatory.
Oh, no, you did. There were just some that were definitely Doug ones that we talked about.
Yeah.
So you're here.
Yeah.
It's only because I started with this one first, and then when I came to this one, so. Yeah, this one's like, you should, I don't need to ask. She's like, no!
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go
for the big numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, so tell me what you told me about this, Mary Jane. Why did we budget $63,000 less in total revenues than we did for 14-15? I think it was because, and this might talk a little bit about what Deborah, Community Mason was talking about, Community Member Mason. Community Mason! Yeah. Is, because that was one of my questions, is that the property taxes budgeted 430, but we show last year 480. And that, I think we even thought we might get more.
Right.
So I just want you to tell everybody what you told me.
Yeah, the 430.
Because that's 50,000 of that 63K.
Yeah.
Why we're off.
Yeah, the 40, I like to be conservative at the beginning of the year, especially. I don't want to think we have a bunch of money that we don't have, especially with property taxes. They up, they're down. So that's part of it. The other one are
the 13
Keller grants we did not receive.
So what we had discovered was, so I'm just saying, so when I, because I was like, why are we 63,000 off? Where there's a 50,000 there, mm-hmm. and then the 13, one of them was $7,000 difference in one of the Keller grants, and one of them was split between, there was two other things that it was split
the
between.
Two Keller grants that we didn't get.
And the $5,000 Koshland grant, which is a one-time only.
Right.
That one that we all got, all the Koshland fellows.
And we also
So that
got,
exactly added to 63,000, which is what I was wondering
right,
about.
Right.
Are you following that, Deb? Just so I just want to make sure. Yeah. Because that was a question I had, too. And then something else that I asked about, and I just want to say it in a public forum, because Mary Jane said she's willing to do this after the audit, I think. There was an appropriate time. I would like to see that pool money not just be a stagnant number. You know, I know we're getting some interest, pathetic though it may be, and it just bothers the little nitpicky person in me.
Are we getting interest in Pittsburgh?
I mean, if we in fact aren't, then let's tell us that.
Yeah.
But it just bothers me, you know, because I'm one of those people that actually balance their checkbook. So it's like, I just want to, you know, I mean, I don't mind about the rounding, but it's just, I think for as long as I've known anything about this fund, it pretty much stays stagnant.
That's the exact amount that it's been that we gave them.
Right.
But I...
And if we're not getting interest, I just want to know it.
We didn't, but the auditor got a report from Pittsburgh on the project.
And that's what she shared with me.
We can look and see if we're getting any interest or not. I don't know.
So that would be great. I'd like to know that.
I understand that.
Yep. And the assessment carryover.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if this helps you for anything either. Deborah Mason, it's a lot easier to say than community member Mason. But we have $67,000 in assessment carryover from last year.
Yes.
So that's money that we thought we might spend and we didn't spend.
Right.
And we now have to spend.
Right.
Dippy dippy doodle. That's a technical term. Okay. And then I don't know if you wonder as much as I wonder about some things, but I wondered about this teen center grant reserve, and it's some reserve that we got at some point in time, and that when Randy is spending his teen center money, if he goes over, they draw from this. So if you notice from our last time, it was 9,000 something. Right. And so Mary Jean says...
And I made a note of it.
Okay.
But that's kind of been the...
If he has to buy something that isn't covered by the grant or something that we have
draw
to
from that.
Take. And that this is old grants that he had received.
Right.
They're just carryover.
Right. And one of the questions I asked her was, because I'm kind of new to grants, I'm not experienced like, you know, maybe you are or like Deborah is that I know there's a lot of grants that say you have this amount of time. And so my worry was, how can we have a grant carryover? Because usually Mary Jean said that's not what these were all about. So just want to let you know. And then one of the things that I asked her was about, and I'm not going to go over every single one, but about why we'd spent so much on professional services. We were at 68%. And she said that $8,100 was for the audit. And that... And I said, well, why do we budget so much? And she said, well, because sometimes we have some pretty steep fees by the IT guy. It just depends. We may not.
In the past, we have paid him a lot.
Yeah.
And this year so far, we haven't had to have him.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah. And then let's see what else. And it's the same with that recreation software. There was just a misunderstanding about the $1,500 annually. Mm-hmm. And in future, we won't be seeing that because we understand it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the budget will be budgeted.
And the budgets will be good. Okay. Yeah. So then, this is my first Doug question. The janitorial supplies were 34%. And I figure, I'm just asking about it because I'm just wondering, you know, that if this is a flag for you, because it seems like, in general, things would be pretty, what's the word? That would be an area you could pretty well budget. So is that on your radar at all?
It is. Any of those that you see have a variance in there on our radar. We talk about that.
Yeah.
And
you know what I mean? I'm just, I always think about the parks and people stealing stuff.
Yes,
and that's where I'm coming from.
That's part of it. Part of it is we do stockpile supplies too. So there's a spike in when we're
okay.
Usually at the first of the fiscal year too.
Which is what we're at.
That's kind of what we do. But also we look at patterns where we're starting to think, why are we going through so much stuff so quickly?
Okay.
And, you know, we talk to staff about it. We see if there's anything going on in the parks that we need to do as far as securing things, putting stuff out, making it available. So, yes, the answer to your question.
It's on your radar.
It's on our radar, yes.
Yeah. You know, unbelievably, I work in a professional building, and people dress up in suits and stuff, mm-hmm. and I just found out recently that they are now only putting out one extra toilet. Mm-hmm. Paper roll,
yeah, right.
Because people were taking home in their purses and their bag. I'm like, really?
It happens.
Yeah, big deal.
You make $85,000, you're taking home the roll of toilet. Really? Okay. And the hand lotion. So we cannot have hand lotion anymore. So it's not just here. Okay. So I just want to make sure that was on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stepping into something. I don't want to.
I'm just doing it. Just
yeah. Okay. Okay. And then. Hang on, this is under shared park expenses. It was 53%, it was a consultant fee assessment.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that, I don't remember.
Remember, the consultant fee, they're the ones that do the assessment.
What's that guy's name?
Chuck.
Oh, yeah, Chuck.
And Kathy.
Unfortunate Chuck.
Chuck and Kathy.
Okay.
Theirs is billed in increments when they do the work.
That's right. And that's why it's going to net out.
It's never going to be the percentage we're at.
No. Okay. All right. So these really were my questions I couldn't get answered by Mary Jane. I'm just concerned with the neighborhood parks that we are so, except for Lynbrook, which, you know, it seems to be, it's 27%. Hickory Meadows is at 43% of their budget. Viewpoint's at 46%. Bogor's 31%. Tradewind's 53%. And I'm just wondering what's happening that's making them so off.
No, I get that. I just don't want to know that. Okay, so there are two pots to choose from.
Okay.
The one you're looking at
this pot.
Is the initial pot. That's the assessment
pot. It's the $51,000-something.
That's correct. Okay. We know we have to subsidize those, so it's the next column down that are general fund that continues with the neighborhood parks that are now general fund money. So if you're looking, we anticipate that we're going to spend the whole, both combined.
Okay.
But since we're spending assessment first, that's why it looks like
I asked you that. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
That's why it looks like it's 40%.
Okay.
Because it is 40% of the assessment money.
But, which makes sense because,
we're going to exhaust that about halfway through the year.
Okay, so really if it was, everything was exactly perfect at the quarter, this would read 50%.
Yeah.
And then at the half, this would read 100%. And then at the third quarter.
Generally speaking.
That's what you're talking about.
That's right. Yes.
You have to add the budget for the bottom one to the budget for the top one. And that's your whole budget.
So it should only be at 20%.
Yeah.
Here and here.
Yes. So that's why. You're right. And that's a good example of how the percentages in the budget, when you look at it, you go, whoa, you're way off. But in reality, you're not way off. We're right probably on schedule with those because we... those are fairly consistent expenses, hopefully.
All right, so let me make sure I get something correct. So our assessment for the county parks is $51,400-something.
Right.
And then we're drawing, budgeted from the general fund, $30,000.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Didn't last year wasn't it more like 50?
Yes, but we're hoping that the water at Lynbrook.
Because it's funny, I was $20,000 off on this, and I couldn't figure out where that was from. For some reason, I just couldn't figure it out. That's what it's from.
That's the saving. Somebody.
We're hoping that's where it's from.
Right. Okay, all right. I like
hope
it.
We're saving that.
All right. Well, that was easy. Also, can you tell me, and I'm going to go for each park, if you could just tell me, Doug, on some of these parks I know. At Anuta Park, what do they do for the turf contract money?
They're in charge of softscape. So hardscape, playground, bark, the pathways, and that one,
fences.
They're in charge for irrigation.
Yes.
For that particular kind, we have two contracts, so we have to think of the county in that. And they're responsible for irrigation, so any main breaks, anything,
mowing.
Mow, blow, and go is kind of what they're doing. Yes,
irrigation.
So making sure the turf is green the things associated with that, including irrigation, fertilization, herbicides, things like that. Yes.
Okay. Because I just thought on one of the parks I was thinking, was it, it must be in my other one, it just seemed really high for one of the, for some of our little parks. Like for Anuta, I don't have much to go on because I'm pretty new here at this, but it just seems like you look at a park that's as big as Anuta or a park that's as big as Lynbrook or even the area out here, and I was just doing percentages in my head, trying to figure out land mass. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just looking, and I'm like, why do we spend so much money on, Little Bogor Park, or is it Viewpoint that's a teeny one?
It's not even really a park.
Yeah.
Viewpoint, yeah.
Right, and I was looking at the TURF contract, and I'm like, it's just percentage-wise compared to what they have to do, it's so teeny, and... Is there a reason for that? Like, do you break it out? Is it one big, huge contract and you associate the money? Or do they actually say, for this park, it's this much?
It's that park that much. That's how they bid the project.
Because then, so this is kind of off topic, but on. Because then, I did that survey of the parks a couple weekends ago, and I was up at Tradewinds.
Mm-hmm.
Then that kind of just bums me out about those two bushes that are dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're substantial bushes. They're, mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they tell you in the drought, let your lawn go because that's easy to
right.
grow green again, but don't let your bushes and your trees because mm-hmm. those are hard to, you know, mm-hmm. like, then what's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so is that something you're on them about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they know about it.
Because it's like we're spending all that money for this teeny-weeny park, and they're
letting
substantial... Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, we ask when we see something like that, we
right.
go, what happened?
Right.
Why did it happen? How do we prevent it from happening?
Right, okay.
Those kinds of things. Doesn't mean that the problem's going to go away, but we want to try to minimize that by asking questions, but we do.
You're on it.
Constantly
okay.
In communication with them, yes.
Okay, cool. And there's just no rhyme or reason to the, I mean, to the, my math is not... You know, pure math because I don't know it. But do you know? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I know,
can look here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it's like $5,500 a year for a Nuda,
right.
And then it will be like $3,200 for Boger. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. So that's their price.
DMH.
Remember, they're bidding on that, and that's assigned to that. So we can see
it's
that.
It's their
now,
manpower. They do a whole bunch
right.
of stuff.
They do a whole, including mobilization. You know, getting there with equipment, you know, all that other stuff.
Right.
So that's their numbers, and they're by far the lowest. So that's what we go with them. But you know,
okay.
as much as we think that you know,
right.
it should be this,
okay.
it should be that. It's a competitive bid process.
Okay. And then let's see. All right. And this is under grants, contracts, reimbursed programs. I'm on the last page here. Special events, field trips. I just asked Mary Jane about that. Why is it so high? It's because they just had some big field trip that happened after the fiscal year,
in
but
July.
In the new one?
In
yeah.
July,
okay.
yeah.
She's like, I know, I've been here a while. Okay, got it. Assessment fund capital projects. What was that again? Number 16, you even have it listed out.
That's
the well. Yeah. I mean, that's the new pump at Ambrose Park. $7,900.
Wait.
Because I said, what if we spent...
Number 16, when you marked it in red?
Yeah. It was $16,000 budgeted, approximately. I'm like, what did we already spend?
And that's because we already spent $7,900 of that.
At the well.
That was the well pump.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So there's that. Thank you. And thank you for the revised... So I'm not going to go over a gazillion of these because I didn't realize, but there are some here that I just, one of the things that bothers me, and I don't know if there's a solution for it, is I noticed that we paid our new recreation coordinator $4,000 more. I hear she's awesome. She's very, very well, maybe worth it, you know? I just feel like we never can eke away at that percentage of our budget towards recreation, because she's bumped up, that she goes towards the expense column, so yeah, now we're going to put $5,000 into recreation, which, you know, I'm all for that, right? But and then because of the situation with Victor, you know, we have Alfredo, thank gosh, but I just mean, it just, I'm just saying from my perspective as a board member, not necessarily on the budget committee, I just really want to get attack that percentage of our budget that goes towards recreations and programs. And it's hard, you know, when I was looking at the percentage, we're not, even though we're putting 5,000, we're less because of the situation, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, the budget's in, we're in a.
Yeah.
Budget's looking pretty good.
I'm happy.
So.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah.
You know.
We have taken over the classes too.
Right.
Class registrations,
yeah.
which is more on Debbie and on Telly.
Right.
And so that's ours now too. That
right.
would be part of our recreation.
Right. I'm just saying.
So you're saying you would like the percentage to go up in the expenditure?
Yeah,
when
I look at other cities, I can't find comparable cities. I mean, I just can't find any to be comparable to us. But
no.
I mean, by and
we're
far,
very unique.
We have.
Yeah. Yeah.
We spent this much, and it just really bothers me.
Yeah, you can,
and so the thing is, I was so happy about the $5,000, but then when I started doing the math, it just went out the window because we just have more expenses here. We have more expenses there that go towards, you know, on the...
Administrative
side.
Yeah.
And I'm
and
always bothered by that because
on
the administrative side, I think we're heavy. I'm just saying, when I surely look at the numbers, it feels heavy.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure,
I'm
can
just
see
looking
that.
At the numbers.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
one of the reasons is
wouldn't stand up
two
to a
of this
strong analysis,
three of
this
full-time staff have been here for so long that we're not, you know, we're higher up on our scale.
Okay. And then I just, because I want to make sure I get this clarified for our community, What, can you answer Debbie, Deborah Mason's question about the $49,000?
I would have to look back.
Can I?
I would have to look at what we did. Yeah, I don't know.
I wish I could, you know, I wish I could find it in my notes. Because I wondered the same thing.
The only thing it could be, would be, I don't know why I would put that there, but Victor's salary instead of putting it up at Ambrose Park.
Right.
Because that would make more sense fund-wise, I mean, total-wise, too. I would have to see if I even have my paperwork doing that there, but to me, that looks like that's what that is.
Do you mind just offline looking into that?
I can try, yeah. You guys have already approved this, and this has already been out, so.
Right.
We can't do anything about this one, but next year.
I just remember thinking the same thing when I looked later.
Yeah.
About that. And then I have a gazillion notes on here, Mary Jane. These are ones that I didn't go over with you, but what they are is they're 4K less here, 1K more here, 3K more less. And that's really all it was. It's like she said, it's a budget, it's this time of year, this is what I'm guessing.
But I did put reasons why.
Well, yeah, this is on the one, this expenses and where it's broken out, it's the other one. Yeah, you did have some reasons.
Because I did have all the reasons why I changed anything that was
There's
changed.
More vandalism, valve problem.
Right.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Right.
I'm just saying that, unfortunately, I went over this copy first before I went over the other one. Line by line by line, comparing
Which
it.
Which one?
It drove me nuts. The Ambrose Recreation Park District 15-16 revised budget, and I was looking at it. Just looking at it, comparing it to the numbers over here and going, why would we be so off? Why do we, what's so special about this year?
You mean from last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the capital unassigned funds are $98,968, and that's $23,900 difference. Why is that?
It's $10,022 I deducted from the original.
So does that
because of budget changes, because we redid the county parks wages and Anuta Park wages. We added Anuta Park.
That's right.
And that all had to come out of general fund. So that carryover was lowered.
Okay. So then that
I think it was originally 108,000 something that he had.
Okay, that's right. And we're lower on grants because we actually got less grants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I don't have any more questions. I'm good. Are you good?
Yes.
Marcia? Yeah.
You're done. I can have my notes back.
Yeah. Do you need those notes to look into it or no?
I have the.
So, may I have a motion? Do you guys want to close in any way or say any closing comments? Thank you.
Anything with Brad?
I was just wondering, I don't know if this is out of order. Did you have anything, Marcia, if you had
no,
a speaker form? Okay.
I'm listening.
We're past that point, but I just thought. So it's such a bustling room. Do we want to close in any way or is there anything we want to?
Just adjourn.
Okay.
Maybe adjourn this finance meeting.
Yeah, I second that. Thank you so much for your time, Mary Jane. Thank you so much.
One thing I want to ask you. Is this budget that I revised budget, is this okay to present to the board to change in October?
I think it is. I'm just bummed we don't have the audit in it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying I wish we did because it just feels more like we have all this great intel and it's going to be in there, but it is what it is. So as long as we tell them that we have just had an audit, and that's going to change some of the numbers.
Yeah. And we may have
you know
some
what I'm saying
numbers,
that we just explain ourselves.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Thank you for both of you, but especially Mary Jane. She spent a lot of time with me on the phone.
Oh, you're welcome.